talking about KPMG, which we're not really doing because we're talking about McKinsey, but I think for many people who are having a little bit of trouble following the very convoluted stuff that's going on in public life at the moment, KPMG and McKinsey are pretty much interchangeable. But to McKinsey consulting firm, Natasha Mazzoni, the DA's Shadow Minister of Public Enterprises, laid charges against McKinsey in Cape Town earlier today. What charges, Natasha?
John, I laid charges, criminal charges for corruption, fraud and collusion in terms of the Prevention and Combating of Corruption Act of 2005.
And on what basis?
We have overwhelming evidence, both through in the public domain media reports, a set of parliamentary questions I asked to Minister Lynn Brown, and of course Advocate Jeff Budlender's report on Trillion, to show that there was very, very seriously dodgy dealings going on between Trillion, McKinsey and Eskom. Dating back to 2013, McKinsey South Africa executives, in fact, warned McKinsey USA executives that there was something seriously amiss with deals going on. This was ignored by McKinsey in the US. So we've laid these charges, as we'd like the officials to get to the bottom of exactly what happened and who was responsible.
With what, I mean, let's be realistic, you lay the charges with what expectation that they are going to be vigorously pursued?
Well, John, I can tell you this. I mean, I laid the charges this morning, and it normally takes a while for a case number to come through because it goes through a series of investigating officers. Not even 20 minutes ago, I received an SMS from the police station with a case number. That means the file has been prepared, so certainly they understand the urgency of the matter. I have also taken the liberty of writing to the Securities and Exchange Council in the U.S., asking them to commence with an investigation and providing them with my affidavit as well as the annexes to my affidavit. So I'm hoping that people understand the seriousness of this investigation and the urgency of this investigation. And so far, all signs are good.
Yeah, you'll I'm sure understand that I have a fairly cynical response to that. That I suspect many people listening would imagine that the SEC in the US would do a more rigorous job of investigating than SAPS.
Look, of course, I think the Americans and I think the international community in general have shown that they take corruption very seriously. However, I think given the public nature of state capture, given the public interest and the rise in political awareness around state capture, I think SAPS has found itself in a situation where they can no longer bury their heads in the sand and are forced to actually investigate these issues that are brought before them. There are some very, very, very dedicated South Africans and some true patriots at work in SAPS. This morning when I was laying these charges, you could see that people were very interested in what we brought before them. They understood the charges that were brought before them and certainly did everything in their power to make the laying of the charges as easy as possible and gave us a real assurance that they understood exactly what they were doing.
All right, well, let's choose to live in hope then. Natasha Mazzoni, thank you very much indeed, the DA's Shadow Minister for Public Enterprises.